Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
Hey, buddy. Yep.
Jeff, it was very lovely to see you at the Red Dog on Saturday. Thanks for coming out. How did your son's team end up doing?
I was just about to ask that, yeah.
It was their worst tournament ever.
Did your son play well, or was it just a bad performance by the entire team?
He did okay, but man, zeros. Didn't win a game, so.
Well, hopefully you made him walk home after that.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
He rode in the back.
And hopefully you play the game Beat Migs better than your son's baseball team. Steve, now you got to get out of here.
I'm going to try to make the son feel better about losing by having his dad lose.
For those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What is the chemical formula for water?
H2O.
Correct. Which character famously said, "Off with their heads"?
Napoleon, no. Hitler, I don't know.
No.
I pass.
What do you call the shellfish that stick to the bottom of boats?
Mussels.
No.
Barnacles.
Yes. What country exports the most mangoes?
Brazil.
No.
Chile.
No.
China.
No. With the number being more than 10, how many members are in the Seahawks Ring of Honor?
12, 13.
No.
14.
No. Symbolized by the Greek letter omega, what is the name given to the unit of electrical resistance?
AC/DC.
No.
Pass.
Whose music is featured in the musical Mamma Mia?
ABBA.
Yes. In what decade were women given the right to vote in the United States?
30, 40.
No.
50s.
No.
That's wrong.
You know what, Jeff? You got 3 correct, and these were a little bit tough. I feel like Quizmaster Tara has been on a tirade lately.
I should have gone the other direction with that last one.
All good. Here comes your fierce competitor, Mr. Steve Migs, rocking a Kraken t-shirt.
Yes, sir.
Off-season support. I like it.
Supporting Yanni Gord.
All right, Steve.
I already have Steve on the sticker you guys gave me on his little cartoon Steve I Beat Mig sticker that I got at the party. He's just in my face cheering with his arms up.
Well, hopefully if I lose, you should peel that sticker off because you didn't earn it.
Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Oh, yeah!
What is the chemical formula for water?
H2O.
It is. What character famously said, off with their heads?
Is that Marie Antoinette?
No.
Oh. What character? Prince. The Queen.
Of?
England.
No.
The Queen.
Of?
Header.
No. What do you call the shellfish that stick to the bottom of boats?
Starfish?
No.
Barnacles.
Yes. What country exports the most mangoes?
I'm going to say America.
No.
Mexico.
Yes. With the number being more than 10, how many members are in the Seahawks Ring of Honor?
14?
No.
15?
Yes. Symbolized by the Greek letter omega, what is the name given to a unit of electrical resistance?
A horseshoe?
No.
Watts?
No.
Gillibats?
No. Whose music is featured in Mamma Mia?
ABBA.
Yes. In what decade were women given the right to vote in the U.S.?
Oh, crap. The 40s?
No.
The 20s?
Yes. In a P2P network, what does the P stand for?
Person.
No.
Player.
No.
Puppies.
No. Steve, you got 6 correct, and that's a win. That's 6-3.
Yeah, boy.
Next time, Jeff.
I know. Next time. Thanks for letting me play, guys.
Of course.
Take care. Another one bites the dust. Somebody just texted in. I think Dad should now walk home after that performance.
Oh, no, poor Jeff. Well, neither of you knew that off with their heads is what the Queen of Hearts says in Alice in Wonderland.
The Queen of Hearts, okay.
The Greek letter omega is the name given to the unit of electrical resistance. It's an ohm. Omega. And then a P2P network. You were pretty close. The P stands for peer.
Peer-to-peer. Peer-to-peer network, yeah.
Hey, if people want to check out some rad threads in the Rock Shop that have to do with the game Beat Migs, we have an I Beat Migs t-shirt. And whether you beat him or not, you can wear one. Go check out KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show. The
Daily Migs Show.
Last night, we received devastating news that we have lost a friend of many, many years, Kevin Deers, who's been part of this radio station and part of this community for so long. A Kent boy. I mean, grew up right down the street from here. And we learned last night that
KGRG
legend.
Dead Air was the name of the show. I know him and Ian were a big part of that. Also, one of the hosts of Metal Shop from back in the day. And then won a contest 15-ish years ago. To become the new when another Kevin and Steve decided that they weren't going to do Metal Shop anymore, the station had a big contest. And I remember like all these different auditions and tapes, and I remember playing them on the radio. Like and we're like, these are the guys. Like both him and Ian sounded so great together, and then they ended up getting this opportunity of like they would say the opportunity of a lifetime, and they got to like interview Lemmy from Motorhead, and I think like in their first week they were doing like stage announcements for like Slayer, and he's just this metal kid from Kent. Now all of a sudden going to work at the radio station and have these pinch me moments.
Yeah, and we're just trying to get through the morning. It was
processing
complete
it, yeah.
Shock. We're a bit numb, but we've already been sharing some wonderful Kevin stories from over the years that have brought some laughs and some smiles to my face. And you know, Steve, one for me, or I guess this is just like a series of stories. But my favorite thing in the whole world used to be on a Saturday night going out to a concert and getting out of that concert and then being like, what's Kevin up to on Metal Shop right now? And just tune in to hear what kind of chaos was happening on the airwaves of KISW.
Especially because I'm sure you were not at a concert that was like
no!
in line with Metal Shop. You probably had some like weird, like, you know,
hippie
like Grateful Dead tribute act thing going on like at Nectar in Fremont
yep.
or something like that.
And that's exactly
sudden,
it.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're listening to like Cannibal Corpse and
Cattle Decapitation.
Yes.
And that was just the best. And I just loved always texting him, letting him know, like, I'm listening. What the hell was that thing? You know, just so much fun. And as you know, my husband, Brad.
Why does this singer keep clearing his throat? Is he ever going to sing? No. Okay.
Brad hosted Metal Shop a gazillion years ago. So he and Kevin always had that Metal Shop bond.
Forgot about that.
And so I was just the poser in between the two Metal Shop hosts.
But the funny thing is, like, he wasn't just like a massive metalhead. He was also a pop punk guy. Like,
yes.
I know, like, Danny just shared a picture of you guys with Mike from MXPX. And it was because of Kevin. that you had an opportunity to spend time with the guys in MXPX here at the station.
Well, and I think that was the thing. Yeah, it's like I come into, you know, Seattle not really knowing a lot of people, but Kevin was one of the first people that reached out to me. He was like, hey, man, I hear you're the pop punk guy. And it's like, you ever heard of MXPX? And I'm like, dude, I love MXPX.
I've got them tattooed on my body.
Yeah, and he's just like, me too. And we just bonded immediately over just all of the pop punk. And then, like, yeah, when he got the opportunity, excuse me, to interview Mike, he texted me immediately.
Yeah.
And said, you know, I know you're a big fan of this band. You want to come in and produce it for me?
And I was smiling from ear to ear. I remember seeing that picture. I'm like, God, that's freaking cool.
Yeah. And yeah. It was just like, you know, getting to see him interview Mike. Like, it was so cool to see somebody just like a big fan of MXPX. Just getting to sit across from him and ask him questions that, you know, he's been wondering about since he was 15, like I have. So
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's something I've truly admired about Kevin, not just in the music world, but like he was big into the wrestling world, did a lot of stuff with Defy Wrestling, including this podcast. And it's out there on video on YouTube called The Defiant Ones, I believe. And I loved his way of doing interviews. Like,
yeah.
he was a fan, and he never and it was a knowledgeable fan. Like he didn't even walk in with notes. Like, he just knew it. He lived it. He loved it. Whatever he was doing, it was because he loved it. And from MXPX to insert random independent wrestler to some seriously heavy metal band, like this was his passion, and he got to create these different things because of his passion, like interviews and podcasts and things that like weren't there, but he just created them because he's like, I'm a fan. This would be a fun way to do it.
And think about how infectious he was with that passion, you know, and in all of those different areas, from the local scene to the metal scene to the wrestling scene, he was so respected and appreciated for that passion. I mean, even these super high-level bands, like I'm sure Rob Halford probably knew him by name because he had done some amazing interviews with him over the years, and Kevin was just, he was a one-of-a-kind, and we're going to miss him so deeply.
One of my favorite memories with Kev, we traveled a bunch to different WrestleManias from New Orleans to Dallas and so far and so on. And we one time ended up in the middle of the night. WrestleMania is over. He's like, hey, do you want to go to this other wrestling show? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, there's this local at a VFW hall at midnight. They're putting on a wrestling show after WrestleMania. I'm like, WrestleMania is like 6 hours. And I was like, man, I don't know. He's like, come on, we got to go. There are all these up. And now a lot of the guys that we saw at 3 a.m. are now some of the biggest stars in the WWE. But at the time, they were these unknowns. So we go. But there was this local tag team, and they were just so unironically funny. Like, but it was just like they were like called like the Vet Club, and they came out and they kept saying, "Put your V's up," and we just thought that was the funniest thing. That became like our, we would see each other, and we'd grab our wrist and then do like the V and be like V's Vet Club, because that was like the thing. But one of the guys I remember chased us out of that venue because he was, I think I wasn't the one on that tag team, but one of the wrestlers, like the local guys, was mad at us because he was drunk and his girlfriend was drunk. They were at the merch table and he was shirtless. And he's like, you want a picture? $10. I'm like, I don't want a picture. He's like, come on, get a effing picture. And he's like getting aggressive about it. And I'm like, dude, I don't feel like taking a picture with you, and you're all sweaty and shirtless, and I really don't know who you are. And he chases us out almost to the point where we're like running out of this place, and we could not stop laughing. Like, we just got chased out of a VFW hall by a shirtless, angry, drunk local indie wrestler because we didn't want to pay him $10 to take a picture.
No, not worth it at all.
But it definitely became like the joke for the rest of the time. Like, it's still to say, like, I look back at some of our memories. I think that's what happens when you lose somebody that you love. You end up like looking back at past texts and past messages on social media. And every time he'd be like, happy birthday, V's up. And I'm like, yes, that was our thing.
V's up for Kevin.
V's up for Kevin.
The Daily Mix Show.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There really is no playbook for navigating a loss. And this morning we're together in the studio remembering our dear friend Kevin Deers, who we learned yesterday has left the planet. And Ryan Castle is in the studio now with us this morning, wearing a shirt that Kevin gave you, by the way.
That's what I was going through the closet this morning, like just sort of in a haze, in a fog, like just trying to process. Because I heard when I got out of bed this morning was the first I heard about it. Right. Yeah. So I had been awake for all of about 20 minutes at that point. And then I came across this shirt. And I was like,
this is the day.
MF. Kevin bought me that shirt, and it was at and this is a great example of the kind of guy Kevin was. We were at Helmet together at Numo's on my birthday. It was either last year or the year before. I think it was last year. Helmet just happened to be in town on my birthday, and he just walked up to me at the show. He's like, I bought you a shirt.
So cool.
Like, he's just that kind of guy, you know?
I feel like I have certain passions that are very similar to Kevin's, but he would take that passion and just blow mine out of the water. His obsession with wrestling was on another, like, made me look like a casual fan. And I'm a big fan of a good band t-shirt. Not so much where I could wear a different t-shirt every day for more than a year, which is what he was doing. I remember he had that social media campaign for like well over a year where every day he was wearing one of his band t-shirts or any kind of t-shirt that he purchased. And he was able to have a new t-shirt every day for over a year.
Like, dude, do you have a storage unit where you keep these things?
Do you know he had bins? He had bins where they were organized. And so after he wore one, he would like put it in the like, this is, you know, already worn bin. And I would check in with him every once in a while. Like, what day are we on? 387. It was crazy. I think I have too many t-shirts.
My man's enthusiasm for all things was absolutely off the charts.
The passion that he had for metal, wrestling, and t-shirts.
And Seattle music.
Cannot
forget Seattle music. He was a big champion, of course, of Seattle music. And I think, you know, that community especially is just rock today because they lost their number one advocate and probably a lot of their best friend.
Oh, absolutely. The amount of love that he would show for bands. I discovered a lot of bands locally, and I thought I was in tune with what was, again, takes passion and just takes it to a whole other level. But there were so many bands that I discovered because he made them a Loud and Local Band of the Week. Like, whenever we would do the Loud and Local Band of the Week, that was all Kevin. He would find the bands, he would get the songs to us, and he had just such a it was, in a sense, a thankless thing. Like, he wasn't doing it for anything other than he loved the local music scene and he wanted to give back, and that was the way he could do it.
Well, and how many friends have we made with people that play music in Seattle that we met through Kevin also?
Well, I was also, I've been texting and chatting with all of my, these wrestling friends, and like these different, like well-known metal bands from different parts of the country are messaging me because I met them at WrestleMania because of Kevin, because he was friends with all those guys. And the stories we're going back and forth with are just like, yep, that's a typical Kevin story.
And he was kind of friends with everyone he met, you know?
Yes.
I mean, the guy had more friends than anyone I know, I think. If you knew Kevin, you were like, oh, he's a great dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were just pals.
I did just find, you talk about his great taste in t-shirts, I did just also find a onesie that he bought my son when Barrett was born, and it says, "Ah, good sir, I do believe I've est in my pantaloons." And that was a favorite when Barrett was just a wee boy. He definitely had a good taste in threads, that's for sure.
Somebody texted in, "I'm so sorry for the loss of an amazing person. My heart goes out to you guys and everyone Kevin has touched. We lost a legendary person, and his memory will live on with KISW.
For sure.
And a lot of the bands that, one person even brought up a good point. I used to love how he would clown around with Ian, his co-host on Metal Shop, doing wrestling bits during Metal Shop. Those videos will always crack me up.
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, randomly, like, Ian would be doing a video and Kevin would get behind him with, like, a chair and just hit him with a chair or a bucket and, like, go full-on WWE style in the middle of these Metal Shop videos.
God, I used to get so pissed off at those guys. I would come in on a Sunday and it would look like a frat party had happened in the studio the night before. And I got to the point where I was like, if someone comes in to do an interview, that's fine. But you can't have 25 people in the studio crushing beers all night, dude. It's just not okay. And then leave the place trash, too. The least you could do is clean up after yourselves, you know. But they were just having a good time.
Oh, then when they would clean up after something, we would come in on Monday mornings.
And every trash can was just full.
Overfull.
With beer. The men's room don't even keep up with that.
Not even close.
They're at least nice enough to use one glass and rinse it out.
The Daily Mix Show.
No Pope was elected on the first day of the conclave. We saw the black smoke billowing from the Sistine Chapel. Did you know that they can vote up to 34 rounds of voting?
I forget. I guess I don't keep my fingers on the pulse of Pope votes. But so the last Pope, he was picked in 3 days, I guess it took. But then there was a past Pope that took 3 years or something along those lines. I think that's what I heard. And I was just like, man, how come it's that hard?
It's like worse than jury duty.
Right? We have an easier time voting for who's going to be our American Idol, apparently.
Well, there's a TikTok video that's gone viral because it has a pretty funny take on this whole searching for a new Pope thing.
With the number one pick in the 2025 National Catholic League Pope Draft, the Saints have traded to the Cardinals. And with that number one pick, the Vatican Cardinals select wide redeemer, Pier Battista Pizzaballa, Jerusalem.
Oh, boy!
Listen to this crowd.
Oh, baby!
That's enough internet for today.
Someone has a lot of free time on their hands. That's great.
Well, then there was a reporter that was talking about the conclave and the cardinals who are voting on this new pope. This is what he had to say.
The one thing we know they're not doing is checking Instagram because their devices have all been confiscated.
I believe the kids call it raw dogging it if you're going to go through a long period of time with no electronic device.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Wow.
I don't know if that was the right time to be talking about.
I believe the kids call it raw dogging it.
Sir?
We're talking about the
pump
Pope.
The brakes.
I like that you want to work in a pop culture reference. I think that's good. Shows that we're relevant with the youths. But maybe we're talking about voting for a Pope. That's not the right time.
So hip to the scene, right, kids?
So, of course, then where does my brain go? To the raw dogging part. So, is that... I remember when you're on a plane and you don't touch any devices, is that which one's barebacking?
No, that's raw dogging. Raw dogging is when you fly, and I think you're not supposed to eat or drink anything either.
You just stare at the chair in front of you.
Stare at the back of the headrest in front of you,
or
and you do not
read.
You can't even read the literature.
No neck pillow.
So now we've changed the meaning of raw dogging to being that you just don't even touch any social media for an extended period of time?
I guess so. It actually sounds quite lovely.
Maybe today's that day we all decide to raw dog.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve? He's got a record of 141 wins, 55 losses, and 35 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. Did you listen to the cheat sheet or are you raw dogging? We're going to play Beat Migs at 7:50.